of the chairman for the ensuing year, I would ask for nominations. Councillor Bailey Stewart.
Chairman, I wish to nominate Councillor Laura PC Woodcock.
Shall we start again? Councillor Bailey Stewart.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Councillor Laura PC Woodcock.
Thank you. Is that seconded, please? It's been seconded in quite a few places. Who should we say? Councillor Jude Jones seconds, the Lady Littleton. You have the opportunity now, if you wish, to speak in support of that nomination. Both the proposer and the seconder, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Chair. I'll just keep this brief. Councillor Izzy Wilcox has been performing the role of Vice Chair for 2 years now. For many reasons which I don't think we need to go into, she wasn't elected to the role of Chair last year. I did undertake with her that were all the circumstances in the place that I felt they would be, I would be happy to support her nomination this time. I think she will bring a different and an interesting approach to the Chair, and I think there will be a lot of support across the Chamber for this appointment.
Thank you.
Councillor
Jim Jones-Evans.
Councillor PC Wilcox has done so this council for many, many years now, 12 years altogether, and she has earned her place to represent us at the highest level, civic honour that this council can offer. And I absolutely throw all my weight behind her and like to to support her in her office in whichever way I can, and she can always call upon me.
Thank you,
Councillor. Is anyone else wishing to speak? Councillor Dunne. Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, it's a great pleasure. I'd like to support the nomination of Councillor PC Wilcox. Members who are returning will recall that I proposed her last year, and I'll just refresh people's memories about Councillor PC Wilcox. From the notes I used last year, because I think it's worth saying. Laura, if you don't mind me saying that, has been involved in public service for a long time. Indeed, at school she was involved in a national savings collecting scheme for her fellow pupils, and has been busy working with her community and the public service ever since. She gave me the number of years here, but I better not say that. In 1999, she first became a Cowes town councillor, and was very involved in Cowes Youth Council, making that into a very successful body. She was also involved in Picnic in the Parks, Cowes Hall and Skate Park events for the people. In 2004, she won a by-election in Cowes Central, as was, for the Allied Council, and I remember spending quite a lot of the time on the polling station with her that day, so it's my party was defending the seat. And after about half an hour, it was a bit like paper stone against me in Newport East. I realised you're going to win very easily and everybody else was wasting their time. But I stuck it out for most of the day. In 2006, she became the mayor of Cowes, and she undertook that role for 2 years. And interestingly, as mayor, she took over a council that had been reported to the then Standard Boards of England more than any council in the country. And from then on, Laura reformed the way it behaved itself, and there were no more reports to the Standard Boards for the 2 years that she was in office. She's been a Cowes Town Council for 18 years, an Allied Council for nearly 13 years now. She's local, she's very local, she knows all the people in my ward as well, they all know Laura. And I can't recommend anybody better to be chairman of this council in my fairly long experience of this council. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Councillor Lundy. Much appreciated. Sorry, Councillor Brody, forgive me for that.
That's all right.
It's been a long time calling you one name for many years. Councillor Warren.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to add my 2 pence worth to recommending Laura. Laura has served this council, as Jeff said, the best part of 13 years. I mean, was on that same polling station. And if anybody deserves the honour of being chairman of this council, and being the civic representative for our island, it is Laura. She served her community very, very well over the years, and she's always had my support, and I wish her well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ward. Councillor Jubert-Smith.
Thank you. Laura will take great pleasure in telling anyone that will stand still long enough to listen that her family have been traced back to Cowes to 1761.
51.
she attended schools in Cowes. She is a local girl. She's given service absolutely selflessly to this council over the years and to Cowes Town Council over the years. She is a pillar of the community, and I can absolutely say that there is no one in this room that deserves this position more than Laura.
Thank you, Councillor.
Are
there anyone else
who
should speak? We've got Councillor.
Thank you. As almost a neighbouring councillor to Laura, I was chuffed a bit when she joined our independent group on the council. I think it was fantastic. Big supporter, vocal and local. What you see is what you get. Always wearing high-heeled shoes. Always as tall as anything. Coming from a family of shorties, I can fully sympathise. And I think Laura is larger than life. And I think if she puts in half the energy that she does into our group room and into Cowes Town Council, she will be very, very difficult councillor to match. Congratulations, Laura. I wish you the very best success, and look forward to supporting you for the next year.
Those members wishing to support the motion, which is to elect Laura Heasing-Wilcox, the chair of the council, can you please raise your hands?
Councillor Abraham, Councillor Axford, Councillor Beston, Councillor Brading, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Hutchinson, Councillor Mosdale, Councillor Merwill, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Peace, Councillor Perks, Councillor Price, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Seeley, Councillor Stewart, Councillor Tyndall, Councillor Ward, Councillor Whitehouse, Councillor Whittle, Councillor Andre, Councillor Baker-Smith, Councillor Downer, Councillor Fuller, Councillor Howe, Councillor Medland, Councillor Smart, Councillor Lilly, Councillor Brody, Councillor Barry, Councillor Garrett, Councillor James Evans, Councillor Love, and Councillor Chapman.
Those against, please show. I don't think we need to do it. That's what we have to get to the seat. And abstentions. It's a full house, and I'm awake for the official note. For the year 2017-18, and may I be the first to congratulate you all. Thank you. We will have a short recess now while the new chairman, the existing chairman, or sitting chairman, shall I say, leave the chamber to change the chairs. Thank you.
Please be upstanding for the chairman of the Isle of Wight Council. I'll come back to this.
And acceptance of office. I, Laura P.C. Wilcox, having been elected to the office of Chairman of the Isle of Wight Council, declare that I take that office upon myself and will duly and faithfully fulfil the duties of it according to the best of my judgment and ability. Please be seated. Okay, we've got there in the end. Honoured guests, council chamber. Please accept this as a personal thank you for the support of my role as chairman of the Isle of Wight Council. I would publicly like to thank my daughters, family, friends, and the lovely residents, all of whom have been unstinting in their support of my 18 council years. Well, actually, really, for most of my life, but you know, for those 18 years. My consort will be my husband, John Wilcox. While not here in the flesh, sadly, but by the miracle of technology, I hope he is watching this live in Africa. And if he is, I'll wave to him up there. Thank you, husband, for your support and love over the past 35 years. I would not be able to accept this office, this role of office without it. As John does work away, I will be asking either my councillors and our youth colleagues over there, it's very good to see you two chaps here this evening, thank you, to attend with me. Our youth are the future of this island. We need to invest in them and set an example in this council chamber. My chaplain for the year will be the Reverend Veronica Brown, hello Veronica, Vicar of Wootton, Haven Street, Windsor. So she's a very busy lady, but she has kindly agreed to be my chaplain, and I'm really, really, really looking forward to working with you. Thank you, Veronica. Finally, because I thought I'd keep it very short, we now have a Councillor of Love on one side of the chamber and a Councillor of Peace on the other. It hasn't missed me. I am rather hoping this is a fortuitous omen. Thank you, everybody, for your support. I would now like to say a thank you to Charles. Thank you, Charles, for being the chairman for the past 2 years for this council. I know it's hard work, very long hours at times, and I know that you've not been, you know, well at times, but you've carried on your role, always immaculately turned out and fabulously smart. Thank you for your support. I would like to invite members, if there are any other members, that would like to say something in support of Charles, please. Councillor Stewart.
Thank you, Chair. I'll keep it brief. I too would like to thank Councillor Chapman for his role fulfilled over the last 2 years. There is absolutely no doubt it hasn't been easy. And there is no doubt that he's been challenged by many in this chamber in various ways. I'm pleased that he's achieved the outcome that he has. I think he should enjoy stepping back from that role now. And I think we are now in your hands, and it sounds to me we're in very capable hands. So just thank you very much, Charles.
Councillor Ward.
Thank you, Chairman.
That's okay.
This last term of our council has been a difficult one. And Councillor Chapman did his very best to steer us through that difficult time. However, as our chairman, he represents this council and our island at numerous events and functions, both on the island and on the mainland. In that important role, Charles has excelled. He is a natural. And Charles, I thank you so much for what you've done for this island and us. Thank you.
Councillor James Evans.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, just to echo the thanks for your term, 2 terms, 2 years you've done for us, Charles. And you know, when I see you outside this building, you often just come back from a function or go to another function and say, as you said, Chairman, always immaculately turned out. And there's the sheer amount of hours you put into it. And I know you welcome new citizens to this country as well. It's a very proud thing that you do for us too. So thank you for all your hard work on behalf of everybody.
Thank you. Councillor Smart.
Thank you. I guess I've probably known Charles as longer than anyone one here, and it, I don't think we'll say when, will we, Charles? Well, at least. He is one of these people that actually puts everything into the role that he has done for the last 2 years, and of course prior to that as well. And it's just my thanks, and also my thanks for on the number of occasions that I've had the honour of actually being there at his side. So I would like to add that and to say thank you.
Thank you so much.
Councillor Baker-Smith.
Thank you. There's not an awful lot I can add to what everyone's just already said. However, Charles will also take great pleasure in telling anyone that will stand still long enough to listen that he's known me since I was about 10 years old. and I'm sure there are others in here that he's known since the dawn of time as well. He's served as one of the longest serving chairmen of the Isle of Wight Council, and I thank him for his service.
Thank you, everybody. I would now like to present Councillor Chapman with the past chairman's badge and ask for him to respond.
Chairman, Chief Executive, distinguished guests. The other day, I looked up at the clock on the wall and realised that no way to make this thing stop. Yes, time does fly. 2 years ago, I had the great honour of becoming chairman of the Isle of Wight Council for the seventh time. I had been amazed how fast time sped in 2007, but this time my chairmanship of 2 years has given me gone even more quickly. We have had some rocky moments, especially with all the cuts that we have had to implement. As a whole, the council has made every effort to minimise the impact of such cuts on everyday lives. Our current council has put together our current council has put a great team together, which I believe hopes surpasses party politics and benefits to all. My gratitude goes to the council hall staff for all they have done, often with their own jobs under threat. Many of them I have known since 1987 and on. I have enjoyed working with you all as your chair and hope to continue so as a I would like to thank both present and past members for their support, with a special commendation to Cameron Graham Morris, who has been my supporter and mentor, to my base bearer, Stephen. Stephen is someone I've known for many, many years. He's a stalwart, and without him, the council would be a great loss. He is our base bearer and has a great knowledge on that, and that should be noted. To my civic secretary, Joe. Joe, I met 4 years ago and known the family well. She has served me as vice chairman and chairman, and I'm very grateful to her. I want to thank all those dedicated people who, behind the scenes, ensure this council provides an excellent service to the public. Many of those are unpaid volunteers. A lot of people don't understand that, but they are. I've enjoyed working with you. For our new councillors, we have two special offices. One is for Her Majesty Lord Lieutenant, and the other is for the Chairman. They work in conjunction, and they have my gratitude and thanks for their help and support over the years. The Chamber is not for the faint-hearted, which is good for democracy, if not for our image, which leads me to add a big thank you to all our councillors who trusted me with the Chair. I hope that I exceeded your expectations. The council is in good hands as I turn the chair over to Councillor E.C. Wilcox, with thanks for being the excellent vice chair. With this juncture, keep being involved, listen to our staff, and share the responsibilities towards a more prosperous Ireland. For those interested, I'm not going anywhere. I will look to continue to be involved and invest in our future, and look forward to our growing stronger and more united as a council. Chairman, the council is yours. and I wish you well, and thank you all for your time.